What's up, guys? In this episode, we're going to talk about how you can get executive benefits made for a king using the LNA method. So the big question is this: how are corporate contractors, 1099s, independent consultants, experts, whatever you want to call us, who worked hard to develop our skills and didn't settle with the regular 9-to-5, who broke free and went out on our own, how do we market and deliver our skills to the clients who need them most? How do we keep getting high-end clients, build up our portfolios, and close more deals consistently while creating a predictable and profitable solo business? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. What's up? What's up, guys? This is Asif Mandoza, and this is the High Ticket Contractor Podcast. And my hope is that this podcast is bringing you some value, some useful insights that you can leverage and utilize in your contracting business. I really do. So if you can take a moment and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, that would be great. Now let's get into this one here. I wanted to talk about a little bit about something that comes up for a lot of people. And this, it's interesting because a lot of contractors already know, but they also don't know, right? And it's around benefits, right? You hear a lot of the full-timers out there talk about benefits, yay. And then you have contractors that talk about it too. But I really want to get into this one because early in my contracting career, I was working with a large client downtown, I remember. I worked with no benefits or perks, right? Obviously, I didn't need this for the most part when I was younger, and I didn't believe I needed it as, you know, I was working as a contractor. I never really used my benefits when I was younger. That's why. And so once you get into married life and you have kids, things change just slightly. What I really wanted was a little business to run even when I was sick or wanted to take time off for vacations, right? And I wanted to feel safe and enjoy my life with my family, my new family, without any concerns, right? Now, at the time, I never really got sick, as I said, right, throughout the year. But this one time we just placed our 8-month-year-old son into Montessori preschool. Can you believe it? They actually take kids at 8 months. But we did it. We put them into Montessori. And if you are a parent, you know when children begin school, any type of school, right? You get them out there out of your house, they attract all sorts of illnesses from the other children and bring them back home, right? And with our son Zion, that was it. Like, we put him into school, and naturally over time, our son got sick, then passed it on to me and my wife, right? And then we would get sick at home, and then that would go on for a little bit. And I remember we were coughing, we had headaches, you know, just regular fevers, and just felt horrible. And this time, you know, being a contractor, I had no coverage for the medications I needed to get better. I had no benefits to cover for any of the costs which we incurred to trying to get better, right, in the process. So I had to pay out of pocket for medicine, medications to help get better. And when I was sick, I stayed home to get better before returning to work, I remember, back in those days. And I had realized that when I was sick and stayed home and not working, I couldn't build the client, right? This meant I wasn't getting paid for that day I had spent trying to get better, right? And it felt frustrating, right? Getting ill directly impacted, literally, how much money I was making, right? And it sucked. Now, as time went on, while in the contract, I remember I had started to develop back pain slowly. And as time went on, it started to slowly get worse, right? And now, luckily, during this time, my wife hadn't just got her benefits package, and I was included to share the package with her, right? We booked in a few back massages together, and it was great. I had noticed, you know, the back pain reduce during that time after a few sessions. But as it started to get worse again, we tried to book in a few more sessions, and then we realized that we couldn't. And we couldn't due to the fact that we were sharing the package, and there was a limit to how many of those sessions you can actually book in, right? And we literally capped it out. Now, again, I felt frustrated, thinking there had to be a better way for this, man. We can't just borrow benefit packages. And what was the point of, I was just thinking, what was the point of having a shared benefit plan and not have enough for each member in that plan, right? It didn't make sense to me. So to continue, I just kept paying out of pocket for services to help with my back pain. As time went on, I remember my wife had always loved to travel, right? She always does. And she was always looking out for new destinations to visit. And she would always come home and tease me about, and tell me how many paid vacation days she had left and start planning out our next vacation. I remember this time when she was booking a trip for the Philippines. By the way, it's a beautiful place. You should go to it. The Philippines, she was booking in a trip for, looking to book a trip for both of us. And I remember we took a connecting flight straight to the Philippines and ventured to a small island called Bantayan Island. It's a very secluded island there, really untouched. And all I could think about in the trip was how it would impact my business. I was almost like I took sick days where I couldn't bill my client for this period of time. And we had a blast though, right? However, my mind was always on the business and how I didn't get paid while on vacation, right? Or on sick leave and fearing of missing out, right? It literally set in because I knew there was no revenue coming in. So I thought there had to be a better way for this, right? Was it going to be like this? I always thought, is this something that's always going to be happening? Is this always something that I'll always be thinking about? But I always be stressed over vacations and not take one next time, or, fear of getting sick. Now, as time went on, I had been working with a few colleagues on projects at a client site, and I worked with a guy named Raul on a few projects, I remember, at a client site, and we decided to grab lunch one day, and we shared a few things about, our work and, the projects that we're working on, and started talking about contracting in general, right, as usual contractors do. So once we got into it, I had shared my frustration with him, right, as I had just gotten better and voiced how it was becoming a bit concerning, not having any benefits, right? And I joked with him saying how I need to hack my health and load up on, vitamin C. I remember I would have this jar at home of vitamin C and be able to reduce the amount of times I would get sick by making sure that, we were always dosed up on this vitamin. And I remember him smirking and he said that, that was the most interesting thing that he's heard, right? And it was such a creative band-aid solution he had heard. I asked, what he meant by that at the time. I was like, what do you mean, right? And he said, a band-aid solution is solving a solution just at the surface level, right, for the short term. And then he said something to me. He goes, you want to solve for the long term, right? And then I remember asking, what do you mean by that, right? My vitamin C's are good. He said, look, we can band-aid all we want, right, on issues which have a deeper issue. Right, you'll never be fully fulfilled until you solve the core issue, he said. And I'm like, yeah, I know. That's when I realized. And I was like, yeah, it kind of makes sense. It's, the deeper issue is not having benefits. And that's when he paused for a moment and said, the one thing that you don't want to do is mess with your health, right? Out of all the things that are out there, and the core thing you can do to solve this issue is use, the LNA method that he called. And I didn't know what it was. I'm like, LNA, what the hell is that? Is that some sort of program? And he goes, no. He goes, look, by leveraging services from others to give you the benefits you want and accommodating for the future. So that's what he called the LNA, and the basically leveraging services from others and accommodating for the future. And I was like, interesting. He said, this is exactly how he's been able to get, paid sick days, paid vacations and benefits for him and his family. And that's kind of surprised me a little bit. I was like, what? Like, how are you doing this with these two things, right? And so for the next hour, he showed me, I remember at lunch, he showed me exactly what he did to create a fully customized benefits plan for himself and how I could do it too. And that's when it hit me. This is exactly what I needed to solve for my core issue, right? I was just solving surface level issues by chewing vitamin C's. And so the plan itself was, you know, I was going to get a customized benefits plan for myself by using this method that he was talking about, right? So I went out and started to implement the leverage method, and I searched for services which I could use after, and after that, you know, some time had passed, and I finally found one which worked perfectly for what I needed. If I needed dental, I was covered. If I needed health benefits, I was covered. If I needed insurance, I was covered. However, I was still getting sick and was still getting stressed every time I took a vacation, right? And at this point, I also started to look at, you know, implementing the accommodate that he was saying, and the accommodate piece, right? And at first, I didn't see the big change, but I got a few days off, which accounted for very little, right? And then a bit more time went on. I started working the method more and more, and that's when things turned around, right? For me, that's when I started to see more time. And by using both the leverage and the accommodate method and implementing it into the bucketing concept that I had mentioned earlier in a previous episode, that's where things made all the difference, right? I was able to take paid sick days when I was sick. I was able to take paid vacations when I wanted to travel the world, right? I was able to spend the time with family without worrying about not having enough money in the account every time, right? And that was the big shift for me. And I think for anyone listening, I mean, always remember the bucketing concept as well as the leverage and accommodate method. Leverage any services that are out there to help you out and add in some accommodations as well in the budget to accommodate for the days that you're sick. So a lot, and account for the days that, you know, you might be sick in a year, and ensure that you take that into consideration. So that is the leverage and accommodate method that I learned. It was pretty interesting. I hope this helps you guys. I'll see you in the next one. All right. All right, you experts. If you want to learn how to take your independent little business to the next level, go to highticketcontractor.com. We have a pilot program waiting just for you to do that. That's highticketcontractor.com.